If you take for granted that food will always be available, well, you have to ask some questions. Who's providing it, and where are they? How much can they produce, and are there new ways to create jobs in the field?
I honestly think we are in a major transition.
Kelly Kane is director of the St. Croix Institute for Sustainable Community Development at UW River Falls. He points to the reliance on food produced in California.
And so when we think about food vulnerability, food security across all socioeconomic classes, and we think about the entire country's fruit, vegetable, and nut supply being dependent upon one state that has one of the worst water crises that we have anywhere in the country, besides thinking about pandemics or earthquakes or trucker strikes or the cost of oil.
Right now, Wisconsin competes well with California on milk and cheese production. But net farm income in Wisconsin dropped 56%, or almost $2 billion in 2009, led by the drop in milk prices. The state's ag secretary is Rod Nielsestuen.
We've had one of the toughest years in memory in agriculture, with nut prices cut in half. The silver lining on that is after a year plus, they've finally crept back to close to break even, and the projections are that they will be more stable and better this year.
One of the big challenges, milk, vegetables, and meat produced in the state often can't go directly to a local market.
We have a food system now that has become irrational.
Diane Mayerfeld is an education coordinator at the UW Center for Integrated Ag Systems in Madison. She says more strategically placed processing plants could create jobs.
We grow food and we ship it, but we find it very difficult to take the food we grow here and consume it here without first shipping it somewhere else.
Will Allen is doing something about that in Milwaukee. He's CEO of Growing Power, a nonprofit organization that supports small community food systems.
Many times these large institutions, they don't create very many jobs. And I believe a smaller, more intensive type of agricultural system creates lots and lots of jobs.
And Kelly Kane says the green economy will attract new people interested in sustainability and agriculture.
There is probably no better industry fundamentally in any community than at the agricultural level. And so while there are many people in our population who are not going to readily want to go out and return to farming or see farming as a viable or desirable vocation, there are many young people who would readily migrate given the opportunity.
Meanwhile, Ag Secretary Nielsestuen says the state needs a mixture of small, medium, and large farmers who know how to run a business in good and bad times. To that end, ag economists at UW River Falls are teaching farmers how to scrutinize their own cost of production so there won't be so many price surprises. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News.